are joined by TitansOnline.com's Jim Wyatt. Jim, are you ready to answer some of these questions?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get started. Alex would like to know, have you previewed A Football Life with Eddie George? And if you have, did you learn a lot about him that you didn't already know?
Well, there's certainly some great behind-the-scenes stories about Eddie. Some of it I was aware of from being around him. It talks about his climb, going to Fork Union Military Academy, to Ohio State, to the Titans, his great memories here. Then kind of talked about his transition, you know, into life after football. It introduces his father, you know, his mother, his son, have all featured in there. And I thought it was really well done. I think Titans fans really like it.
All right. Susan would like to know, is the rookie wall a real thing? And should Titans fans be worried about some key Titans players hitting it?
Well, it is a real thing, but everybody in the league has to deal with it. And a lot of these Titans rookies, whether it's Dory Jackson or Jayon Brown or whoever you want to name, Corey Davis, who has had a more limited season because of his injury, those guys, you know, play 12, 13-game college season, including a bowl game, which is usually several weeks after the last game of the year. In the NFL, you're dealing with four preseason games, you're dealing with 16 regular season games, and then the playoffs. Hopefully, that's a long season. I think the bye week helps. Guys have to fight through it. You just got to take care of the body, eat right, just try not to overdo it.
All right, Mitch would like to know, what stands out to you as different about this Titans locker room as opposed to locker rooms of years past?
Well, I think the leadership's great, and I think that has started to change, you know, under the Mike Mularkey, John Robinson regime. I think, you know, you have a tough time deciding who your captains are going to be. I think what's changed, and talking to, you know, whether it's Derek Morgan or Delaney Walker or some of the guys that have been around for a little bit, just the expectation of winning games when they're not going well, that seems to have changed inside the room. They talk about how the mindset and the culture is completely different.
All right, Martha's not wasting any time. She says, who are your early Titans Pro Bowl candidates?
Well, this is a tough one because a lot can change really depending on how the team finishes and maybe how guys finish the season. I mean, you look at it now, Wesley Woodyard having a tremendous year, Kevin Byard having a tremendous year, Brett Kearns having a tremendous year, but this team continues to pick up steam. I think you're going to see players like, you know, Delaney Walker and Taylor Lewan and Jarrell Casey, players that made it last year. Marcus Mariota could get in conversation. DeMarco Murray could. It's all about wins and finishing strong. A guy like Jack Conklin, who was an All-Pro last year, could get in the conversation as well.
All right, Larry says, we know DeMarco Murray has been playing through some injuries. Does that show just how tough he is?
Yeah, because he doesn't even like to miss practices. He's dealt with the shoulder, he's dealt with a knee, he's dealt with a hamstring. He continues to get out there on the practice field and continues to perform, you know, as well as he can do in a game. We saw a 3-touchdown performance against the Bengals in the last game at Nissan Stadium. He's not 100%, not a lot of guys are 100%, but he certainly doesn't use it as an excuse.
Justin says the Titans are 8-1 in the last 9 games at Nissan Stadium. Do you think the Titans have regained home field advantage?
I do, and it's a great feeling. I know Titans fans have walked out of that stadium, you know, so many times in recent years, you know, with games that gotten away, could not figure out a way to win, having the other teams celebrate inside their stadium. Well, now the Titans fans are the ones that are celebrating these wins. I think the mentality, again, has changed. Players expect to win on Sunday at Nissan Stadium.
We're looking forward to a lot more wins at Nissan Stadium coming up. Jim Wyatt, as always, thank you. If you guys have a question for Jim, use hashtag TitansTakes on Twitter. I will get the questions. I will ask them to Jim right here on Titans All Access.